Today's daf of Avasra, daf Yud Zayin, finishing up the first parak, and finishing up the Agarata, and getting back to quote-unquote Bava Basra issues, as we get back to Hilchos Shchenim. But we got a lot to go before that. We are on Tez Zayin Mabez. We're still in these large dafim of Agarata at the end of the first parak. So we're talking about Eov the past couple of days. 2 days ago we spoke about when Eov lived, if he lived, so 8 out of 9 Pshatim said he did, at a certain time in history. And yesterday's daf spoke about different comments that Eov made, continuing the story with Eov and the Satan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's defending himself, quote in quotes, against the Eov, that maybe you made a mistake between Eov and Oyev, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that, of course not, and then we started to discuss towards the end of the daf, in the middle of the daf, but end of our discussion, his three friends. So, first line. First wide line. Pasuk in Bereishis, when man started to be rove, to be many on the land, and they had daughters. You see the lashon of la rove, so that has to do with banos. Revia ba'ala olam. Why? Because daughters bring revia, bring a lot of. You can multiply with daughters. Right? You can have more children. It's like Rav Hirsch says on Tumas Leida, beginning of Parshas Tazria. So we know one of the Xeris HaKasas of the Torah is Tumas, the wise woman is Tame when she has a baby. But Rav Hirsch has the idea that all Tuma is related to a vacuum of life, a loss of life. Because we know the most Tame item is Aviyavos HaTuma, is a dead body. Dead body, anything connected to a dead body is Tame. Tuma, Tumas Nida, is a loss of a potential pregnancy. Right? That's also Tuma. Wherever there's Tuma, there is a loss or a vacuum of life. So suggests Rav Hirsch, when a baby is born, a woman has less life inside of her. She has a new life, but now it's not in her anymore. So that vacuum causes Tumas Leida. And he says, when a female is born, why does the Tumah double? For a boy it's 7 days, for a girl it's 14 days. Because there's even, not only did a vacuum of life happen to the mother, but she had a baby which could produce even more life. So it's even more potential life inside of her, and therefore more tuma is caused. So here the revia bala olam, when there is a girl born more than when there is a boy born. Rish Lakish amar meriva bala olam. Rish Lakish says no, fighting came to the world at that time at the end of Bereishis. Amar le Rish Lakish the Rabbi Yochanan ledidachta amar revia bala olam. According to you, that revia came to the world. And there was a lot of multiplying. We learned at the end of Eov, remember we said, almost all of Eov is just a discussion. The first parak or two is action, and the last parak or two is action. So at the end it says that Eov got everything back. He got his sons back, he got others back, and his sons doubled. He had double the amount of sons that he had originally. But it doesn't say that about the daughters. So they asked the Gemara, why weren't his daughters doubled also? Amar lahud, nehid lanechpalu b'shemos, ava nechpalu b'yofi. You're right, they weren't doubled in name, but they were doubled in beauty. They were so beautiful, so that it was as if they were doubled. And again, you might say the Yofi isn't just physical Yofi, but Neshama Yofi as well. Dachsiv, Vayihi Lo, Shivana Banim, Vishalosh Banos. He had 14 sons and 3 daughters. Vakara Shema Achas Yamima, Vishema Shenis Kitsia, Vishema Shlishis Karanafuch. Those are the three names of Eov's daughters. Where do those names come from? Yumima Shaisa Doma Liyom. She was as bright as the sun, bright as day. Kitsia Shaisa Recha Nodev Kikitsia. Kitsia, she had such a beautiful aroma, like a kitsia, like a special, also, Rashi says Min Bosem, a type of besamim. Karen Hafuch, what is that? Amri Debe Rav Shela, Shedoma La Karna De Karish. She was like a Karna De Karish, a type of animal whose horns are black, or Mashchirin, Rashi says, and therefore that's how beautiful she was. So Mechai Cholav Amarav and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at that pshat. Karna the Karish Lakusi, that's not something beautiful, right? Like the day, that's something beautiful, like the spice. But what's the last one? El Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda suggests a different pshat for Karen Hafuch. Kekurkama Derishka B'mine, like saffron, like another type of spice that we've had that grows near. Near the Gina, but Mine, which is the most beautiful type of spice. Shtamar ki tikri bapuch. Fine, when Yirmiyot talks about also spices. Period. Rabbi Shimon Berebi is Yalid Delei Barta. Rabbi Shimon Berebi once had a daughter. Havikacholish Daiti. He was very upset. very upset. Amar le avua, revia ba la olam. His father said to him, "What do you mean, revia? It's right, multiplying came to the world. What a beautiful thing!" So he was so upset. He'd be upset when he has a daughter. So the Ben Yoyada suggests that maybe he wanted to do the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Right, maybe he was hoping for a son so he could do the mitzvah of pidyon haben, and that's why he was upset. Kasha gever chacham gadol v'chassid gershim v'rebi echol shadaiti v'leidus abbas v'alozu matas elokim. So matana yafa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol adam sarak laholid bas l'kiyim peruvu. Right, and every person has to have a boy and a girl. What do you mean? He's upset. Kamosha zarak laholid zachar. We don't pass him like Beishamai. Beishilah, a boy and a girl. Right, so what does it mean? V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya ki isa habas ha'isa peta rechem. But it started the also my name is opinion of Bechor, delo efshal kaima b'zachar acher. Right, so maybe that's why he was upset, to try to explain the story. Omer le bar kapara, after his father said to him, Reviya ba'la olam, tanchumen shal hevel nicham chavicha. I don't think your father comforted you correctly. The Tanya, I efshal olam below zachar ma below nekevis. The world cannot exist without both, but Ella, Ashri, Lamisha, Banav Zacharim, Ailo, Lamisha, Banav Nekevos. What does that mean? So again, it might mean, has to be understood. We believe that Chazal were not racist. We believe that Chazal were not, there are many halachas that discuss the covet that, and the godless, other Chazals that say having girls first is better because they help out the mother. Right? So every, as Uvda, we see older girls are they mature faster and it's they are more of a help in the house. You have to understand every chazal in the proper context. What exactly does this mean? Again, one has to think about it. Maybe his banav, his sons are nekevos. That's what some say that. Maybe they're not as boyish as should, right? Banav should be zachar and banav shouldn't be nekevos. That, so one has to think about it. But the Gemara continues. It's impossible for the world to exist without people who make spices and people who make skins, tanners. Right? If you have to choose one, it's better to be the bosmi. Right? You smell better and you deal with items that don't leave a reich. Period. Kitanoi. Maybe this is the machlokas tanoim about bonos. This last point. Hashem beirach az Avraham Bakol. Right, famous Rashi quotes this. Hashem gave Avraham everything. So my Bakol, what does Bakol mean? Remeir Amar Shaloh Haisalobas. That was his bracha, Shaloh Haisalobas. He didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shaloh Haisalobas. But he had a daughter. Acher Momrim Bas Haisalol Avraham Ubakol Shma. He had Bakol, he had a daughter named Bakol. Not one of the most popular names these days. Right, so what is going on here? He had a daughter. It's a bracha that he had a daughter. His brother didn't have a daughter. The names, the Ramban al Torah talks about this. Ramban is bothered by this chazal. Ramban, first of all, quotes the Pshuto Shal Mikra and Perach Avdalat Pasuk Aleph in Breishis. Ramban quotes, what is Beirach Zavram Bakol, Ba'osher, Ubinachasim, Ubekavid, Orach Yamim, Ubanim, Ubezos, Kochen Asadam. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you everything. Ulurabosenu, Bazeh, Inyin Nifla. Right, the Rabban doesn't say this about every Gemara. Right, there's an Inyan Nifla that the Chazal Darshan, and he quotes our Gemara. So he says, Darash Rabbi Meir Shalohay Shalom Basla Avraham V'Zuhi LeBracha. Why? What was the bracha about not having a daughter? Kilohaya Yachol LaHasia Rak LeBnei Knan HaArurim. Who would have been a son-in-law? Who would have been a son-in-law for Avraham? What the Bnei Knan, the cursed Bnei Knan? V'Mishalchena LaArzo Gamkein Tavod Shalavod Azara Kamosam. The Avraham lo yachbots sheyetsi zaro hechsher misara ishto chuzlaaretz hakasher zara hakasher misara ishto chuzlaaretz. He didn't want Sarah to have a child; to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. Va'af ki yavod avod zara. Right, so that's why was it a bracha? Because who would she have married? That's why it was a bracha, says Rabbi Meir. That's the Ramban. Rabbi Yehuda darish ki basai salo. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yafilu barto lachazir rachmana. Right, because even a daughter, he had everything. And he said, not only son, like we know Yitzchak, but the chiddush of the Gemara is even a daughter. That's Bakol. V'hi abracha Bakol. Ki hayalo kol sheyechmedu anashim lochaser dover. And then Acher come along and say, the daughter's name was Bakol. ובאמס שאין הכוונה לאחרים והמחלוקס למי רב יהודה להודיע אותנו שם הבאס הזוס בלבד. Oh, this was the name of the daughter. וחליבה להם שיוציאו ברכסו של אברהם שיגדולה וקלולס לעניין זה שיומר הכסף כי ברך איתו השם בבאס האחס ששמח כך. You read the passages of the pasuk. He has everything. And what do we say? We minimize it to one girl named Bakal. What does Chazal do that? Aval acherim chidshu bepirish akasov inyan amok ma'od. V'darshu bazeh sod misodos ha-Torah. Ki tirmos, Bakal tirmos al inyan gadol. And then he gets into Kabbalah. So, you really understand that Bakal, the name Bakal is about one of the midos. V'hamidah zos ha'isol avrim kibas ki hu ish chesed v'yisnaim bazeh. So, those who are fluent in these concepts could continue reading that Ramban, but the Ramban up till there was Nigla, and then he turned to Nistar about the name of Bakal being Kabbalistic. Okay, but that is the Ramban. That's the Ramban on the Gemara. Continuing, Rabbi Elazar Hamodoy Omer, back to the Gemara. At Tegninus Haisa Belibo Shel Avram Avinu, there was Avram Avinu knew the astrology. He knew everything. Shkolman, right? He recognized God through astrology. Shechol Malchi Mizrach. Umayrev, Mashkim and Lepesko. All the kings of the east and the west got up to Avram to talk to him about astrology. Right, that the lashon of Malchim Mizrach Umayrev. That's the lashon the Gemara uses all over and wants to talk about all the kings. The Malchim Mizrach Umayrev. Right, Dalin and Brachas. David HaMelech says, I'm sitting here and I'm Osek B'Shvir B'Shilya, trying to be Matari Shalabaila, and all the Malchim Mizrach Umayrev are still sleeping late. But I get up early. Malchim Mizrach Umayrev. Rav Shiva Yechai Omer. Even Tova Haisa Tuliya Bitsavarosh Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a stone on a necklace. He had a stone. Avram wore a necklace. Right, that's the raya. Avram wore a necklace right here. I saw it hung around his neck. Shekol Chola Haroa Usomiyad Nisrapa. Any Chola, or if you take it literally, we'll see what it means. Anybody who was sick immediately got better. Miyad Nisrapa. So that and Ubishah Sheniftar Avram Avinu Mina Olam. And when Avram Avinu died, Tala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begalgal Chama, Hashem took it and made it into the sun. That's the Chazal. Many a drasha has been given about this Gemara. What is it, does it mean? That he had a stone around his neck that healed everybody and Hashem made it into the sun. Hashem made it into the sun. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about it. Amar Abaya, Hainu Damar Yinshi. This is what people say. Idzli Yoma, Idzli Kitzira. When the day goes up, meaning when morning time comes, Idzli Kitzira, the sickness is lifted also. You always feel better in the morning. If a sickness at nighttime, it's more difficult, it's more depressing. In the morning, it's usually a little more optimistic, a little more feeling better. So first of all, it's a technical point. It says anybody who was sick, Avraham Avinu made better. Didn't we have a Gemara that Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick? Didn't we have a Gemara about that? Right? The Chizkuni discusses at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov was the first time. Everybody used to sneeze and that was it. You see, that's why we say God bless you. Because it used to be a person sneezed and that was it. He died. Right? So Yaakov Avinu davens, you know, please help people get sick so that they have time to take care of business at the end of their life, take care of talking to their children. So that's the Yaakov Avinu. Tosas Kwasha. V'im Tomar. V'hoi b'mei Avraham. Akati lo hoya choli ba'olam. Right, we had it in Bamatzia, in the Pezayan, right? Nobody was sick yet until Yaakov. That Yaakov haya cholshav, ad Elisha lo haya de ichlis v'isbach. Umatzina lameimer daka b'cholshav maka airi. Number one, maybe it has to do with humanly inflicted choli versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the difference. Over here, it's talking about a humanly inflicted maka. So if somebody gets hurt, gets to get to a fight, they have a broken arm, that's what this Gemara is talking about. But the ultimate sickness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wasn't yet. Right? Similar, Tosis has the same chilek. Tosis in Baba Kama, the end of Baba Kama, in the Pais, in Barakah Chovel, Tosis has the same chilek, where the Gemara says, Mikan Shenitam Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. And there's Rishus for the Rofi L'Rapos. Tosis discusses there, maybe there's a difference between a maka being up from an Adam and maka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Ebenezer also, Allah Torah, discusses it. When you Rishus L'Rofi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you sick, who are you to try to make you better? The Ramban and the Bechukosai talks about it. So again, this is a big discussion. Second answer to this: Rabbi Nutan Verim Mefarshim Dad Yaakov Lo Havi De Ichlish Hayne Choli Shal Misa Mikach. Exactly what Dani said. Mikan VeElach Haya De Ichlish Choli Shal Misa Vlo Haya De Ispach Ad Elisha. Right, so there's a difference between the serious, so the 2 days in Tosfos, the source of the choli or the seriousness of the choli. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos to answer the question. Okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. So let's talk about this for a minute. The Evan Tova. So it was the stone. I was trying to find the driver. Once gave a drasha on this. Remember, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer had a shot on it. I couldn't find which parsha it was on. So we'll have to save it for a parsha shir. But there is a... The Rashba, quoted in the Ein Yaakov here is another pshat. So what does it mean? It was a stone around his neck. Chachma is the precious stone. Chachma, wisdom. And that's what it means. He has a stone around his neck. In Yanoki Avram Avinu haya hachachama shalem b'diaso, v'nidbak sichlo b'chachma hativis u'b'chachma alokis. And that's what it means. He made everybody better. Anybody who was sick in their head, they couldn't think straight. They weren't monotheists. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had a stone, and everyone who was, and the Sias Tosis Kasha also, wasn't really sick. Right? It was a chol shel amoach. And they didn't have sick. So he taught them. And he taught from Mizrach to Mairov. Right? He taught them all about monotheism. Vanefesh Asherasu B'charon. That's what I mean. He had it around his neck. A neck, but it doesn't literally mean the neck. It means the neck is a place where you could see. He was Mefarsim. He was Mefarsim Torah. He was Mefarsim Chachma. Chachma Zalokis. And monotheism to the entire world. And that's what it means. And then it says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made it into the sun. I mean, he made it into the sun. Because looking at the stars and looking at all the constellations, we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That gives us Emunah. They give us Emunah. What did the Rambam write? I didn't bring it in. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei Torah in Beis Beis, and Yisodei Torah. Where do you get Avas Hashem from? Yiras Hashem from? So in Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam talks about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the Rambam talks about how do you get Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? Talmud Torah. But in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, where he talks about how do you get it from? You got to put it both together. The Rambam says you can look around the world. You look around the stars and the moon, and you look around nature, and you look around how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every person. So that brings Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem at the same time. Right? You run according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the sun. That's the symbol of the sun, the symbol of nature. So that's what it means that first Avram taught the wisdom, and then when he died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it up there so people could get the messages from the sun as well. Good. Let us continue. Again, there's a lot more on that Chazal, but... The rest is homework. Dover Acher. Number one, another pshat. What does it mean? Hashem still in the Bakol pshatim. What does it mean? Hashem gave blessed Avram Bakol. Shalom. Mor Esav Yamav. Right. He was more. Esav did not rebel in his days. Didn't rebel in his days. Dover Acher. Shalasi Yisrael Tshuva Yamav. Yisrael did Tshuva in his days. That's another one. Shalom. Mor Esav Yamav. How do you know Esav didn't do Tshuva? Didn't do rebel in his days. Dichsev Yamav. Esav in Asad Vehu Ayev. Right, Esav comes back from the field, tired. V'tana osu ayom niftar Avram Avinu died that day. That day, how do you know? V'yotzi Yaakov Avinu tavshesu l'adashim. That's why they were eating lentil soup. Because lentils is a food of Avelim. And that's how you know he died that day. L'nachim is Yitzchak Aviv. Yaakov Avinu, right? The grandson was making lentil soup for his father who was sitting Shiva. U'maisha shel adashim and why lentils? Ami b'mai rabbi m'shei de rabbi bar mori. My adasha zu. Ein lapet, just like an adasha, has no map. There's no crack in the lentil. It's totally enclosed. Avel ein lapet. So to an avel has no pet, meaning an avel doesn't talk much. Nothing to say. Even though the halacha is that the avel has to talk first. It just says avel ein lapet, but if you go to a Shiva house, one has to wait. I'm not supposed to go in and say, hey, how's it going? I'm so sorry. No, you have to wait for the Avodah to talk first. Wait for the Avodah to talk first. One of my Rebbeim, I remember one time, I was with him in a Shavuot call. He came, he stayed for 35 minutes. He didn't say a word. The Avodah didn't say a word to him, so he didn't say a word to the Avodah. Stayed for the Rebbeim, and then he left. That's it. Because halacha is, the Avodah has to talk first. Avel ein lo peh. But again, here, but he has nothing to say. So that's the symbol of ein lo peh. Dover Acher, Ma Adasha Zum Migul Geles, just like the lentil is round, Av Avelus Migal Geles Bechazeres Labayola. That's why lentils are it symbolizes Avelus, which is a Galgal HaChozer Bolam, right? People are born and people die. Eis LaLedes VeEis LaMus, as it says in Kohelos. We mentioned the Ramon, the Path Ramon, Hilchos Pesach. That's one of the two reasons of eating eggs on Pesach, because, as we know, the first night of Pesach is always the same night of the year as Tisha B'Av. Ad Bash. First night of Pesach is Tisha B'Av, second night of Pesach is Shavuos, third night of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah. Right? So that's why we eat eggs. But we'll see, as right now, that only goes according to one of these opinions. My Binaya, what's the difference whether the reason you eat a lentil is because Ein Lo Peh or round? What about eggs? Why? Because they don't have a peh. They don't have a peh, but they're not exactly round. They're kind of oval. So therefore, that would be a nafkamina. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamesh Averos Avar Oso Rasha Boso Yom. Esav really violated five Averos that day. Five Averos that day that he came back to the and he sold the Bechorah. Ba'al Nara Hamarasa, Baharagas Anefesh, and he lived with an Nara Marasa, he murdered, the Kafar Be'ikr, and he denied Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kafar Be'tchias Amesim, Veshadas HaBechorah, right, and he hated and despised the Bechorah. Each one of these, how do you know? Based on Pesukim. Ba'al Nara Marasa, K'sif Hacha, V'yabo Esav Min HaSadeh, V'k'sif Hasam, in Kiseitze, Ki V'HaSadeh Mitzah, this Basadeh, Zixir Shava. Right, it says Basadeh 400 times in the Torah. Rabbi Yitzhak Lasuach. Rabbi Yitzhak Basadeh. Right? So obviously there was a Mesorah here. That's why, right, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Don Zixir Shava Me'atzmo. Even though we mentioned Machlok between Rashi and Tosas and Mesech HaSukkah. What about all the other Midas? Can you do it yourself? Kavachomer, you can definitely do yourself. What about Hekish and Binyanav and all those? That's a machlokas. Gzeirah Shavah, you for sure cannot do yourself. That you need a Rebbe for. So here too, right? Why dafka this one? Kibasadeh mitzah. Right? There's obviously a Mesorah. Obviously a Mesorah about this. Haragas adefesh. Ksiv hacha ayef. Ksiv hasam. Oy na li. Ki aifa nafshi lahargim. Vikavar be'ikr. Ksiv hacha lama ze li. Ksiv hasam ze kelev yenveyo. So you see ze symbolizes revelation, divine revelations, and you see Lama Zeli, what is this? The cover betchias amesim dechsev hinei anochi olech lamus. Right, I'm going to die. Right, going to die forever. Says Esav. Veshadas habachora dechsev vayivez Esav es habachora. As you see, he did those five averes. The Rav Aaron Kotler once noted, trying to find this inside, but I couldn't find it. He says, amazing. He did these five terrible averes. Which one's in the Torah? Vayivez Esav es habachora. But that was the worst. He murdered that day, right? He was. What else did he do? He was kafir. He was Baal Nara Morasa that day. So what does the Torah say? He hated the Bechora. What does it say that one? It says Rav Aaron. He says because the point is by any Baal Avera, it all starts with the attitude. The first step in doing anything, in doing any terrible Avera, before the Avera starts to be done, is the attitude towards Averos. Before the actual Avera is done. So what was the root? What was the root of all this? Vayivez. He wasn't machshiv ruchnius. He wasn't machshiv avoda. Right? What was the Bechorah? The Bechorah was working in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the root of it all. Once we're not machshiv ruchnius, right? So then forget it. Once we're focusing on other things in life, like we like to mention, like the line in the Bali Musar in Aleinu, Bashamay Mimbal V'Alaris Bitachas. Bashamay. What do we usually look at? We usually look at other people that have more gashmius than us. And we look, oh, look at them. Oh, look what they have. And by people that have less ruchni and ruchnius, what do we look at? You know how much I learn? Look what he's doing. I learn double what he's learning. So by gashmius, we're always looking at people that have more. And ruchnius, we're always looking at people that have less. That's just the opposite. By shamayim, when it comes to ruchnius things, mimal, we have to be inspired by people that do even more than me. Wow, look what he's doing. Maybe I could do that too. We have to have kinah sofrim. By shamayim, mimal, v'yala aretz, when it comes to arsias, when it comes to gashmias, mitachas. Then look at people who have less than you. Look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me. I have so much. Look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me. Look what he has. He doesn't have half the things I have. It's all about the attitude. Once he hated the Bechorah, then forget it. So then everything else, it was downhill. Period. Ask Tosfos, what was wrong anyway with Baal and Nara Marasa? Right? They weren't B'nei Noach and Amitsuva Nara Marasa, says Tosfos. Right? Bulas Baal Yishlahem. Right? Only you had to have a Marasa. Erison. There was no Erison then. So if there was Nara Marasa, what does that mean? So Tosfos answers, V'yomari, D'yavav Yishlah on its Tavu, V'komaka Mechur HaDavar. No. It was disgusting in the eyes of God. He should have known better. Meaning, Ratzon Hashem. We mentioned the beautiful thought for the Minchas Asher in Parshas Toldos, I think, where he talks about a number of examples. He talks about the Mitzvah of Chinuch. The Mitzvah of Chinuch, the Machlokas, is Rashi Tosfos, or other Rishonim, is it a Mitzvah Daraisa, Mitzvah Darabanan? What, it's only Mitzvah Darabanan, according to some Shitas. Me Daraisa, you can let your kids do whatever they want. Me Darabanan, Chazakim up with a Chiddush. Oh, you have to teach your kids Torah. You have to put them on the proper way. Of course not. Everybody agrees the idea is Daraisa. Where is it? It's Ratzon Hashem. There are certain items outside of the 613 that are Ratzon Hashem. The other example he gives is Sar Bali Chaim. There's 11 sources in the Rishonim for Sar Bali Chaim. 11 sources? What's the point of not having a source in Shas? Because it's Ratzon Hashem. It's obviously what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So put this Tosfos on the list. Tosfos says, Nara Marasa, it's still Mechur HaDavar. You should know better. Mechur HaDavar, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And Yishmael the Tshuva, how do you know Yishmael the Tshuva at the end of his life? Mina lon kiha, the Rabbi Rav Chama Barbuzi. Haviyasek Rabbi Rava, they were sitting in front of Rava, become a nam named Rava. It's interesting. They were sitting in front of Rava, and Rava was falling asleep. Usually the Talmidim fall asleep. Rava was falling asleep. Amalei Ravina the Rav Chama Barbuzi. Obviously not allowed to tell your Rebbe, wake up! Right? So they were trying to do it in a way that was pechavadik. They started talking about something. Vadid amritu, kol misa sheish b'gaviyah zui misasun shal sadikim. When the Torah uses the lashon of vayigva, and he expired, right? That is only used by tzaddikim. Amalei in, yes. I've had Dora Mabel, says about the Dora Mabel. Amalei, anan gaviyah v'asifa kamrinan. No, you have to use both lashonos. Gaviyah, he's fired at Asifa, he was gathered unto his nation. V'hayishmael, t'chsib be'gaviyah v'asifa. Right? The Yishmael says both. So, that woke up the Rebbe. Adahachi ita behu Rava. Rava wakes up. Amalei dardiki, children. Right? Rava was doing more when he was sleeping than we do when we're awake. He was listening. Hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yishmael asa tshuva b'chayaviv. Anyway, he was just dozing. But sometimes when we're dozing, we're still in the recesses of our brain, we still know what's going on. Right? So that's what he was doing. And then he woke him up. He focused. So Yishmael did tshuva. Shnei amar v'yikro. So Yitzchak v'yishmael banav. So you see, Yitzchak's first in the pasuk. Yishmael let him go first, even though Yishmael was older. Ay, v'demo derech hachmasan kachashav lehu. Maybe the pasuk shouldn't be medayik that in me it was by age. Maybe the Torah is listening derech hachma. But it's not that Yitzchak went first. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Elam ayata v'yikru oso Esav Yaakov banav. There it says Esav and Yaakov buried Yaakov. My time alochash of lehu derech buried right. Sorry, they buried Esav Yaakov banav. So my time alochash of lehu derech achwas. And there it doesn't say derech achwa. It doesn't say Yaakov banav first. Ella mitaka aktame adbure. Since he was maktame, it must be that he stood him up first, meaning he let him go first. So the fact that it must be that he let him go first, and therefore it must be Yishmael did tshuva. We mentioned in the past, when this came up in the Gemara, I have to mention it here because it's here in the Gemara. Yonas and Ivashitz, the three kashas that he mentioned to his future father-in-law when he met him at a tavern in between cities, and he said, okay, bring me a sefer, I'll tell you a vart. And the only sefer they had there was a sitter. I heard this from Rav Melech Schechter. And he brought him a sitter. He says, okay, three kashas on Rabbi Yishmael. I'll say it quickly because we mentioned it before. Number one, why is it Rabbi Yishmael Omer? It should be Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer means somebody's arguing, right? It should be Omer Rabbi Yishmael because it's a new statement, number one. Number two, one of the midos is klalu prado klal, prado klal, klalu prat, but ein mukta mamukha batorah. Right, in Mukdum Bukha Batara. So how do you know Yahaki Darshan, Klala Prad, Prada Klal, how do you know what the order is? In Mukdum Bukha Batara, number two. Number three, how could somebody name their kid Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael. How could that be? Oh, says if you're not an Ivashis, this Gemara. It says Yishmael did Shuva because it let Yishmael go first. What do you mean? In Mukdum Bukha Batara. What's the answer? The Gemara in the first paragraph, Sachim. In the same Pasuk as Mukdum Bukha. In the same Inyan, there is an order. It's just two different Prakim, there's no order. In the same Inyan, there is an order. I mean, there is an order. So that's how you know Yishmael did tshuva. And that's how there could be a Rebbe Yishmael. Because he did tshuva. He did tshuva. And that's why klal prado klal is in the same inyan. So that's why you could darshan in the correct order. So how do you read the paragraph? Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael, Omer teaches me klal prado klal, and all the issues. Okay, that's a, right, we've heard of this already. But yeah, but it's worthwhile to repeat. Rav Yonos and Ivashitz, got to, right? That's the Galus of Dafyomi. Every couple of months, sometimes, we get to repeat our favorite verse. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shloshi Yedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bolam Hazeh. Maybe we'll even get to today's Daf. There are three people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a taste of Bolam Hazeh, Me'in Olam Haba. Three people that had a taste of Olam Haba in this world. Elohein, Avram Yisrael V'Yakov. Avram Dechsev Be'i Bako, Yisrael Dechsev Be'i Miko, Yaakov Dechsev Be'i Ko. They all had a taste of Olam Haba. Tosas asked, didn't we mention Eov a couple of days ago? We mentioned that it was a taste of Olam Haba, right, because he had his animals that plowed and sowed at the same day. Tosas says, maybe Eov only had it once, but they had it their whole life. Right, so it was a difference between them. Okay. Another thought I saw in the Birei Chasidus about this. Shlosha Teva Ha'adam Kishu Ra'ev. The Teva of a person, when they're hungry, everything tastes good. When they're starving, everything tastes good. When do we get a true appreciation of the objective taste of something? Only when we're satiated. Because when we're hungry, of course it's going to taste good. When we're full and we eat something, oh, that's a raya. That's a raya that it's really good. Right, so he says, "Lahargish atamo amiti shel Michael yosir tov kasher adam sveya kena davar etzel avos hakadoshim." They were sveyim from mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and olam hazeh, and that's why az yicholam hayu lahargish atama tov shel olam haba. Right, we're not. Of course, olam haba is gonna. We can't get the true taste of olam haba because we're not sveya. We're not sveya with Torah and mitzvahs, but they were sveya, and that's why they could get the true taste. Shlot el shalosh shalabahena yitzahara. Three people, the yitzahara did not control them. Elu hein Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Tchsib behu b'akol mikol kol. Again, what does this mean? We know that it doesn't mean they didn't have a yitzahara, but they were able to control the yitzahara. Yeshomer maf David. Tchsib v'libi chalal b'kirbi. David Melach says, my heart is dead inside of me, and that could mean the yitzahara. The idach, and the other opinion that does not include David. Sorry to call midkar. He's just saying he's in pain. He has heartache. He has heartache, but not that it's referring to the Yitzhahara. Tadar Rabbana Shisha lo shaldo hen Malacham Aves. Six people, the Malacham Aves was not sholate on them, meaning they would meet in Mace Beneshika. Ve'elohen, Avram Yisrael Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. These six. Avram Yisrael Yaakov, the Sibhu, Bako, Mikol, Kol. If they had everything, it must include the way they died. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Tachsibhu, Alpi Hashem. They died Alpi Hashem. Miriam looks Sibhu, Alpi Hashem. Miriam didn't say that. Amr Blaza, Miriam, Naami, Beneshika, Mesa. Miriam also died Beneshika. Ta'asya, Shamshami, Moshe. We learned that from Xerah Shava. When Imalo, Namar, Ba, Alpi Hashem, Shekinai, Hadavar, Lomar. Right? Say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was no shake, even though it's symbolic and spiritual, but it's still Ein Roi, the Seif, Beferish, but we know it was true. So these six. There's Rabbeinu Bachai, beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai. And if anyone wants to do Rabbeinu Bachai, even just to do the first paragraph, beginning of every parsha, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, has a two-page explanation of that pasuk, and then says, and that's the pshat, and he quotes the first pasuk in the parsha. So he always has some machshava message. So at the beginning of Emor, he talks about tuma. He talks about a pasuk in Mishlei, as he always does, and there he talks about tuma. He talks about the different levels of misa. Umalas advekus hazehi misas neshika shu advekus b'shem nechbad v'tzadik hazocha l'mala hazos. The tzadik that zocha to this mila of dying with neshika in misaso al yedei koach hamashchis kishar b'nei ha'olam. The mashchis is not involved in his death. V'hinei Moshe and it's just a Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei Moshe Aaron and Miriam zochu elaha v'hu misas neshika. And then he quotes Gam Rabbeinu Hakadosh Zal, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Zacha Eleha, Lefi Shebar Hadavar Mitoch Shenis Ale BaHasagas HaChachma Lo Haisa Misaso Aidei Malach HaMashchus. And that's what Chazal say when Rabbi Yehuda died. He put his 10 fingers up to Shemayim and he says Galibi Yadua Lefanecha Sheyagati Bezer Espoosev Lo Neneti Afilu Bez Maktana Sheli, right, etc. Rabbi used to reach that level, and that's why in the Yerushalmi Rabbi Yanai said when the day that Rabbi died Ein Kahuna Hayom. So Yerushalmi, Inku Nayom. Why? Says the Rabbeinu Bachai. Mipnei Shakonim Musar Matumas Hameis. They're Musar Matumas Hameis when the Mashchus is involved. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved, they're not. There's no Tumah there. Inku Nayom. This is the Makor for the Minog that is not prevalent today, and the Poskim say should not be done, but maybe hundreds of years ago there was some that said Tzadikim are not Matameh B'meis, and therefore they would go to the Rebbe's Kever, even though they were Kahanim, and all the poskim say Bizman Hazeh, it should not be done. First of all, what? Rebbe, do you have Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's today? Chas v'shalom, nobody's Rebbe on the level. To realize, nobody's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Even 200 years ago, nobody was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. 500 years ago, there were no Rebbe Yehuda Hanasis. Right, so that's what he said. That doesn't apply, but that's the idea. Bali Tosfos, right? The Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen quotes that Rabbeinu Tam died. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says that he was Matane because he felt Rabbeinu Tam was on that level. But after Pekin, we don't pass him like that. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. We pass at the end of Ksubas. He quotes the Tosfos quotes that.
What the Rav said before, it should be even more Tumah.
Even more Tumah. What do you mean?
It's the vacuum.
Right. We started off there. The vacuum of life. That's normal Tumah. Right. There's even more life there that we're losing. Interesting. Like Rav Hirsch. There's even more life, so we have to really be careful. Enochinami. Good. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Sometimes that Yomi is not fair, as you see. Tana Rabbanan, but we have to keep going. Shiva lo shalabohen rima vasoleya. There were seven that their bodies did not decompose. The Elohein, Avram Yisrael Yaakov Moshe Aaron Miriam. And now we add one on. Ubinyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin's added on. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Dersibahu B'kol B'kol Kol Moshe Aaron Amirin Dersibahu Alpi Hashem Binyamin Ben Yaakov Dersib Ulu Binyamin Amar Yedir Hashem Yishkom Lavetach Alav. Right, he's there forever and he didn't decompose. V'yeshomer Mav David Dersib Av Bisari Yishkom Lavetach. The idach, why didn't include David? Who rachem yudukaboy? He's davening. He's davening for it, but not that it's a mitzias. Tana rabbanan, Gemara, we know from a Shabbos. Arba meisu b'tzioshal nachash. Four people died not because of their sins, but just because the nachash brought death to the world. Ve'elohein, Binyamin ben Yaakov, v'amram avi Moshe, Yishai avi David, v'kilav ben David. All four. Amram, Binyamin, Kilav, and Binyamin. The Kulu Gemara, they all are Misora. We know this. Labar, Miyishai Avi David. From Yishai, we know from a Pasek. Tachsiv, Bei, Demafarish, Bei Kra. Tachsiv, Zesamasa, Sam Avshalom, Tachas Yoav al Tzava. Amasa put Avshalom instead of Yoav. The Amasa Ben Ish, Ushmo Yisra HaYisraeli, Asher Ba El Avigail Bas Nachash. Achasruya Emoav. They describe Avigail as the daughter of Nachash. Vechibas Nachashi, Valo Bas Yishai. Tachsiv, Achio Sehem. Suruya of Avigail. So what do you mean she was Bas Nachash? Ella Bas Mi She Meis Be'it Yoshel Nachash. Yishai is called Nachash because he only died because of the Nachash. So he mentioned, interesting, that why in the Gemara here does it mention, we know who Binyamin was. We know who Amram was. So give me the, he has to give me the who they're connected to. Amram, the father of the Moshe. Okay, so what other Amram was there in life? Yishai, the father of David. So I heard from Rabbi Alan Schwartz, the Rav in Oiv Tzedek in Manhattan, he says, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar was on his deathbed. So Rabbi Akiva comes to him and says, and he was upset that he was dying, and he was worried. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, Limatana Rabbeinu, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. So first of all, that gives a person hope. Everybody sins. Come on, it's the way of the world. That gives his Rebbe hope, number one. Number two, Rebbe Schwartz asks, he says, what do you mean, Limatana Rabbeinu? You taught us. What do you mean, you taught us? It's a pasuk he quoted. Just say, Baksiv. What do you mean, Limatana Rabbeinu? And the third question was on this Gemara. Why did it say the relationships? Answers Rebbe Schwartz, he says, what does the pasuk say in Kohelas? Ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov lo yechta. If you could be a tzadik in pelt, says it's called. But if you're a gadol hadar, if you're involved, if a person's making a difference in a generation, nobody's perfect. Sometimes they're going to step on people's toes. Not that they have that excuse, but nobody's perfect. Ein tzadik ba'aretz. You taught us to darshan, that pasuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz. So you made a difference in Jewish history. Nobody's perfect, but you made the difference. Ein tzadik ba'aretz. He's giving him a compliment. He says, that these four people, what's the connection between all these four people? These four people were perfect. They died b'itir shel nachash. But these four people were not the ones who made the difference in Jewish history. Amram, no, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, David, Yishai, the father of David, Kilav, the brother of Shlomo, right, and the fourth one, it's the fourth one, Binyamin, the brother, the son of Yaakov, or even the brother of Yosef, you could also say. So all those, because they were connected, they were close to the person who made the difference in Jewish history. So that's the message. Sometimes we have to get involved, even though, you know, we can be more perfect and more, you know, without making any mistakes, without getting involved. But when it comes to Tzarchet Tzibur, when it comes to making a difference in our communities, in our lives, we have to try to do everything that we could do, even if it means sometimes we step on toes. It says the Arizal, just to end off with this, and then we'll get to the next parak. But the Pasuk says a Kiseitse. Rav Moshe Kordavora said this at the Hesped for his Rebbe the Arizal, at the Ramak. The Tomer Dvorah said at the Hesped the Arizal, it's quoted here in the Al Adaf, V'chiyya v'ishchet mishpat maves v'humas. If somebody is chait, also chataim elsewhere in the Torah can mean lacking. Vanachnu chataim, right? The pasuk says elsewhere. If a person is missing mishpat maves, he's missing. There's no reason for him to die. Vahumas, and he dies anyway. Talisos oleitz. I'd say it's about because of the tree. I'd say it's because of the Eitz Hadas story with the nachash. Hey, chait mishpat maves vahumas v'salisos oleitz. Be tola it on the tree. So he said about the Ariza. Okay, weiter. Okay, let's get to the second parak in the time that we have. So the second parak is all about Harchakas Nizakin. The second parak gets us back into the first, what we discussed in the first half of the parak of in Ashutfin, but it's specifically neighbors. What rights do neighbors have? And when is it, we're going to see a major machlokas tanoim, when is it my problem to make sure I distance myself from you? And when could I do whatever I want that it's your problem to distance yourself? That's called al hamazik laharchik atzmo or al hanizak laharchik atzmo. Different situations and different tanoim, as we'll see. Lo yachro adam bar samach lebo rishol chaveiro. I'm not allowed to build a pit in my rishus next to your pit, even though I'm building a pit in my rishus. Why? Because my pit is going to weaken your pit. Either Rashi here says because of the digging itself, my digging the pit will cause the walls of your pit to get weakened. Tosfos says, because of the water in my pit is going to cause ritivut, it's going to cause moisture going into your pit. So either way, I cannot. V'lo siach, v'lo ma'ara, v'lo amas hamayim, v'lo nevracha zakofsin. You can't build any of these. Right, a cave or another ditch or a water aqueduct or a place to wash your clothes. Ela imkein hirchek mikosel chaver shlosha tvachim. Unless you're distanced from the wall of your friend, three tvachim. V'sod v'sid, and you also have to line it with lime. And therefore, to make sure it doesn't seep through. And you also, if you have any piles of these in your house, you have to, in your field, you have to distance it from your neighbor. Meaning, sounds like al hamazik laharchek et atzmo. As we'll see, you have to distance all of the fertilizer and piles of olive garbage and salt and sid, vasa slime and rocks. What do you mean rocks? So Rashi says a type of rock that fire comes out from. Not exactly sure what they're talking about. Avanim shehaor yotzei mehen. Tosfos also says it, not stam rocks, right? I've some type of they're fiery rocks. Mi kosel shachaver shlosha tvachim, and you have to distance those from your friend's field three tvachim. Oh, sod vasid. Here we show him how to gear stuff, or either or line it. Machiga says Rambam, it's a machresha v'smei raglayim and a kosel shlosha tvachim. Also, you have to distance anything you plant or your plow or if you have mei raglayim from your friend's wall three tvachim. Umarchikin esarichayim, and also if you have a mill that grinds things, you have to distance it shlosha min hashechet shein arba min harechet. You have to distance it three from the bottom part of it, which is four from the top part of it, because the top part of it is skinnier. But it has to be three from the bottom. There's a tanner, or an oven, which also you put on the ground. You have like a barrel where you cement down an oven, like in the olden days. Shlosha min hakalya shein arba min hasafah. So again, three from the bottom, which is four from the top. Ask the Gemara. The first line of the Mishnah said you can't dig a pit next to your friend's pit, and you have to distance it free from the wall. So pasak v'barv v'masayim v'kosel. We start talking about how much you have to stay away from your friend's pit, and then it says how much you have to stay away from your friend's wall. So Amar Abaye v'tamer of Yehuda mikosel bo roshaninu. Now we're talking about from the wall of your friend's pit. That's why it says wall and pit. And therefore, why does this use as a confusing lashon? Velistiela came hirchem ibor shachaver shlosha tvachim. So say it beferish. You have to distance three tvachim from your friend's pit. Hakamashlam. What's the chiddush? To kosel bar shlosha tvachim. In order to teach me that the thickness of a bar's wall is three tvachim. And what's the case? Rashi explains, and the Maharam even explains Rashi even more. It must be in the Mishnah. Your friend already has a pit. And the rule is that a pit, your friend dug a pit that was three tvachim wide, the wall around it. So your pit has to be three tvachim from that wall. So altogether there are six tvachim in between the pit. Six tvachim, which is about an amma, right? Five or six amma is about an amma, which is about 1.5 to 2 feet. Nafkamina lemakachu memkar. L'may nafkamina, there I have to know how thick the wall is of a pit for sales, right? If I sell you a pit, included in that is the, if I sell you a pit in my yard, included in that is the three tvachim around the pit. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, somebody says, I'm going to sell you a bar and its walls, the wall has to be at least three tvachim thick. Rabbeinu Yohanan on the Shin Lukubet says, another nafkamin is if I accept to build you a pit. Also, I have to build you a pit. I have to build it three tvachim wide. Itmar, how about lismok misana meitzar? What about if I'm digging a, if I want to dig a pit and you don't have a pit yet in your field? So, am I allowed to go all the way up to the border because you don't even have a pit there? So, how about lismok misana meitzar? By Amar somech ravarbe ino somech machlokes besada hasu. So, 2 days besada hasu yilaboros divrei kolin somech. If it's a field that you people usually make pits in, so everybody agrees you can't go. You can't go next up to the border because your friend might build a pit there tomorrow. The machlokas is by a field that usually does not have pits. Abaya omer somech tohayin asuy labaros. Abaya says, fine. You can go because it's not. You don't have to expect him to build a bar, so you can go all the way up to the border. Rava omer eino somech to omer like hechi da'at imlech v'chafart anonami mimlakla v'chafarna. Just like I decided to build a pit here, so you can decide to build a pit here. The Ritva has a beautiful lashon. The second that I built a pit here, so I made it into a sada ha'asuya laboros. It's not just a personal decision. That's what the pshat of this line is. The second that I dug a pit, so I've changed the metzias. Now it's a sada that people do build the pits in there. And therefore, what's the rule by sada ha'asuya laboros? You're not allowed to be somech. That's one version of the Gemara. Ika da amre, or besada she'in ha'asuya laboros diriyakol somech. By a field that is not made for pits, then everybody agrees that you can be somech. The machlokes is by a field that's asuyu labaros, that's made for pits. Abaya Amar somech, Abaya says somech. Even I feel the Rabbanan da Ami, even according to the Rabbanan later on in our parak, who say, Marchikin Asa'ilim and Abar Esrim Dachamish Amma, I'm not allowed to build a tree next to your pit. Still, here, it would be allowed if you don't have a pit yet. Why? Because there, you can't build a tree next to his existing pit. I don't have to worry about what you're doing tomorrow. I don't have to worry about that. Today, you don't have a pit there, so I can do it myself. For Rava Amar, Eino Somech. Rava says, no, you cannot be Somech. The Afila of Rabbi Yossi, even according to the other opinion there, the Amar Zechover Batok Shalom, Zenotea Batok Shalom. Even Rabbi Yossi, who says that the tree could be built right next to the pit, Hanimili Hasam, there is worse. The Be'inat the Kanata, listen to the Sharasha, the Maskila Labar. There it's different because when you plant your tree, the roots do not exist yet that are going to go into your friend's pit. That's why right now it's mutter. And we'll see Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Ala nizak laharcha kazasma. Aval hacha omar lei, kamar amar, dekamachi is kamar fizla laharoi. As Rashi said on the Mishnah, but now every time you put a shovel into the ground, that's hurting me. So therefore, it is worse. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim. According to Abaya, who says you're allowed to go up into the border, in whichever case. What about if the other guy decides to build a pit? How far does he have to go? How far in his property does he have to go? Tosis here says, 6 tfachim. Tosis says 6, because he had a right to go all the way up to the border when he built this pit. But now, you have to build yours, but what do we say? The thickness of a wall of a pit is 3 tfachim. So now, when I'm doing it, I have to do 6 tfachim. That's Tosis right here in Dibur Maaseh, the second Abaya. Rabbeinu Yonah argues. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a day, at least, that says, no, 3 tfachim. And if you decide that you want more than 3 tfachim, so now you have to move your pit back. It's tough luck.
That begs my question. The first case in the Mishnah, we said, was the neighbor first built the pit.
Oh.
Where did he build the pit?
Tznan, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, your question. Lo yachmar adam bar, samach labar shachadero. A person doesn't dig a pit next to his friend's pit. Time at the Ika bar, that's only because there's another bar. Mashra from the Mishnah Haleka bar. If your friend does not have a pit, so meh, then you'd be able to go right up to the border. According to the version that said that in a case where it's not made for boros, everybody says it's allowed, then you can say that's the case of our Mishnah. You're allowed to go all the way up if he doesn't have a pit because it's not a field that's a suyla boros. But according to the sheet, the opinion that says that in every case, even in a field that's not a suyla boros, there's still a machlokas. So bishlam ala baya nicho, according to baya fits in because the baya says you could go all the way. Ela rava kasha, according to rava, why does Rava say that you cannot be Somech and Slasha from our Mishnah that you can? So Amalekha Rava, Rava says no. In our Mishnah, what did we just say up top? What's Pshat in our Mishnah? Mikoso Barush Aninu. We're talking about a case in our Mishnah that there already is a pit on the other side. So our Gemara Mishnah is saying where he has it, because he said you have to distance from the wall of your friend's pit. Right? And the Tchiddush is that it's 3 Tvachim wide. So you see, the Mishnah is talking about a case where your friend already has a pit. So according to Rava, the Mishnah is saying that if your friend has a pit and you have a pit, you have to distance. So it fits in to Rava.
So the pit that he built first was right up until the border.
The pit that he built first, if he had built... But the Mishnah is talking about a case where he built the pit first. Oh, the original one.
The
original neighbor one, was it at the border? Wherever it was, you have to go 3 Tvachim away from his wall, which is 6 tfachim altogether. So I guess each Rishon would learn that according to his own Shita. Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah. They would interpret it. Okay, I guess we have to stop here before we do the second version. But we'll stop here, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Nobody thought we'd get so far. Okay, Baruch Hashem.